Previously on Kevin's Cryptids.
If you could just state your name.
Kevin Weathers, Cryptid Hunter.
I'm just gonna need to make sure every detail is correct and on record. It ensures that everything we report is the truth.
Just how deep are you willing to dig to find this truth?
Oh, so we're just gonna go out into the forest and you're gonna introduce me to Bigfoot. Come on, what are you possibly gonna show me?
I'm going to show you everything.
Holy shit, there's another guy in here.
My name is Lance.
Yeah. Lance, my intern.
HQ, how far away is Sarasota County?
It is 80 miles, Master Weathers.
Excellent. We can make it before nightfall.
Mm-hmm. One Oreo Blast.
Yep.
Three coconut slushes.
Yeah, I'm gonna diet.
One cherry limeade and a Frito burrito. Just chips. Is that correct, sir?
Yeah. You know what? Make that two blasts. It's been a long drive. I deserve it.
Deserve it? Lance has been driving for the last 4 hours.
And I've had to drive with Lance for the last 4 hours. That's gotta be worth something.
You know what? I got an idea. Why don't we just finish up some of the interview here? How long have you been hunting cryptids?
For a reporter, you ask a lot of damn questions. Lance, keep an eye out for Dangerous. He works here.
So you dragged me all this way to meet a guy who works at Sonic Drive-In?
Of course not. It's just a beautiful coincidence that Dangerous Danny happens to work here too. He's an old friend and one of the ballsiest cryptid hunters I've ever met. He's in love with the sense of danger.
Oh, so that's why they call him Dangerous.
No, Dangerous is his actual name. We call him Danny because he looks like this guy Danny that we used to know, who was a total psycho. Anyway, D2's been tracking down the elusive skunk ape for quite some time now, and apparently last week he came across a major discovery, as he puts it.
So what was it?
You can't just put intelligence like that out there. We cryptid hunters speak our own language. And major discovery in Cryptid Hunter means get the fuck over here pronto. I'm not sure what he's got, but it's something big. But that's neither here nor there. As of right now, I need me some Sonic.
Kevin Weathers. This is the Sarasota County Sheriff's Department. Open up.
Aw, shit.
I know all about the young Chinaman you've been smuggling across the country.
Oh, wait, Chinaman?
Surprise, motherfuckers!
Oh, yes!
I come bearing 4 turd burgers for a couple of nerds and some dickhead I don't know.
Oh, shit! Here we go! Dangerous Danny is back!
Danger! Danger! Now, your email said something about a reporter. Let me at him. It's time I take this beautiful mug into the spotlight.
Name's Taylor Hunt. Nice to meet you.
I know all about you. Wikipedia'd your ass as soon as I read your name. I'm sorry you've been wasting your time with these two granny panties. The person we should all be concerned with here is me. I'm the devilish fucker who's gonna show you the truth.
This sounds familiar.
Sounds familiar, huh? Yeah, you've definitely been hanging with these truth whores for way too long. Let me give you a refreshing voice for that hipster recorder of yours. My name is Dangerous Danny. And like my man Kevin over there, I only deal in mind-altering truths. So if you want to know any, start firing off some questions.
Okay, let me just get your name here. So your first name is Dangerous?
You got a fucking problem with that? Your dumbass parents named you after a girl. If my name's a shocker to you, what I show you today might damn near kill you.
I can't fucking wait, man. Spit it out already.
You fucking crazy, bro? This may be Sonic to you, but it's my job to me. And I ain't dropping that kind of truth where I'm supposed to be working.
Fair enough. Lance, shut the door. Taylor, shut your mouth. Dangerous? You don't gotta shut a thing. Let's ride!
Dangerous! Dangerous! Where the hell you going? You still got customers waiting for the order!
It's 5:30! I get to work on time, I leave on time!
You were 4 hours!
Do you see the look on Jeff's face? That asshole's all like,
you still have customers!
Yeah, whatever. What the fuck has customers ever done for me?
Man, it is great to have you back, Dangerous. To be honest, things have been getting a little soft around here lately.
Nah, not surprised the least. You're not really working with much. No offense, but Lance is as boring as yoga. I'd kill myself if I had to travel the country with that water bottle.
No offense, Dagan.
I was talking to Kevin. I don't give a shit if I offend you. I'm just saying. Sorry your intern's such a puss.
Yeah, it sucks, but what are you gonna do? He does everything I say. You can't really ask for more.
Fuck that. He brings nothing to the table.
Actually, I think he does a lot. In fact, he arranged this whole thing. I wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for Lance.
Well, look who wants to sonic blast an intern, Kev.
Look, guys like you need guys like Lance. Because guys like Lance make things happen.
Yeah, you really like guys like Lance, don't you?
I just don't know why you both are such dicks to him. He'd do anything for you.
Man, you weren't kidding, Kev. It has gotten soft around here.
Hey, cool your jets, gentlemen. I need to know where I'm going. I don't think your manager likes us circling the lot.
We're going to my place. You remember my places, right, HQ?
Fuck you, pervert.
Oh, come on, HQ. Are you really still mad about that? Sure, things get a little weird one night when I'm in here alone. You want to hold it over me forever? Come on.
Hey, man. Hey, now, HQ. I need you to show Danny some respect. He's our guest. We've talked about this. Now take us to 5022 Whitsett Avenue.
Affirmative, Master Kevin. Turn right on Whitsett Avenue, and your destination will be on the
right.
So
technically, this is my mom's house.
Mama's boy.
Man, that old bitch is still alive?
Unfortunately. And she's worse than ever. Living with her is like living with a chupacabra with tits. It's nasty, and it doesn't matter that it has tits. So if she says anything to you guys, just, give her the finger and keep going.
Arrived at 5022.
All right, park here.
Whitsett Avenue.
Alright, so just ignore my mom, okay? She's a huge buzzkill. Fucking asshole. Who locks the door? Alright, keep it down. I don't want her to know I'm here.
Oh my Dan! You're home! Who are these delightful friends of yours?
Oh my God, I haven't even been here a minute and you're already up my ass! Can you please just leave me the fucking fuck alone?
Honey, I understand you had a long day at work. You boys look hungry. Can I make you some supper?
Are you drunk or something? No one wants your nasty supper.
Well, okay. But if you guys are thirsty, I just made some lemonade.
I could actually go for a
glass. Oh, yeah. We'll be sure to choke down a glass of your piss water later. You know what? Why don't you just waddle off the bed and I'll wake you up if we need to eat.
All right, sweetheart. I'll just be tending to my apples.
Yeah, whatever's gonna get you the fuck away from me. Sorry about that, guys. How about we go hang out in the backyard? It's super badass, plus I banned my mom from going back there.
Sounds good.
All right, boys. Now, are you ready to know what I'm about to show you?
Please.
Well, since you said please, I guess I kind of have to tell you now. Ladies and ladies, I caught a skunk ape.
No fucking way.
Oh, very much fucking way. I bagged it a week ago.
Well, where is it?
See that trail? It leads to an abandoned shed about a mile out. I got it locked up in there.
Then let's go.
Oh, hey, good idea, Kev. I was going to suggest maybe we stay here, hang with my mom, but no, that's a way better idea.
Thanks.
All right, you tampons follow me.
Log, June 8th, 6:15 p.m. Finally, the reason why Kevin dragged me out here has been revealed. Currently, we're following a man whose name is Dangerous into a swamp. Something called a skunk ape, he claims to have captured. But the most surprising part of all of this is that there's someone else out there that is just like Kevin, if not worse. I have a bad feeling about this.
Lance, did you bring the camera?
No!
Oh my God, yeah. It's not like we're gonna want pictures of the skunk ape.
Well, you usually bring the camera.
Are you backtalking me in front of Danny?
No!
Didn't think so. Now get.
Black guys, right?
Yeah. So how much further to the skunk ape?
No more further. Here's the thing, Kevin. I fucked up.
What do you mean?
I might have jumped the gun calling you as soon as I caught the ape. didn't really consider that there's nothing you could do for me. So, I reached out to some folks that can.
What? Who?
Discovery Channel.
The Discovery Channel?
You backstabbing piece of shit.
I'm sorry, what's happening?
Dangerous Danny sold out.
I didn't sell out. I cashed in. But with that being said, meet the Bobs.
What the hell is that?
What?
Hey, freeze you, Gorbies.
What?
Please?
Whoa. What?
Dangerous. How could you?
Because it was the right thing to do. And in French Canada, we always do the right thing. No one man can hold down a skunk ape by themselves for too long.
Well, I could, but it's more about the brand new TV contract for me. You see, capturing a real-life skunk ape is a great bargaining tool. So now, you're looking at the host of Discovery Channel's new show, Searching for Skunk Ape, with Dangerous Danny.
Yeah, we're still working out the title. Yeah, that's the long and short of it.
Whatever. The point is, I'm the new face of cryptozoology.
So why are you pointing a gun at us?
Because the skunk ape isn't all we're after.
What else do you want?
We want you, Kevin.
Me? Why me?
Because you know where is.
I don't even know what is. And even if I did, the only thing you'd be getting from me is the same thing I'm giving you right now, which is a big, fat fuck you.
Look, friend, we really don't have the time or the patience, so why don't you just hand over and we'll be on our way.
And what if I don't?
Well, he has a gun, so he'll probably shoot you.
Yeah, I'll shoot you.
I can't believe you, Dangerous. We were friends.
We're cryptozoologists, Kevin. We don't have friends.
I got the camera. I hope you don't mind if I delete a few of your driving selfies. We needed the room.
Who are you?
What's going on here?
Oh, a lot's changed since you ran off. Let me catch you up to speed. I totally sold out on all you motherfuckers. And now Discovery over here is trying to shake down Kev for something called... I don't know, whatever the fuck that is. But, yeah, you should probably hand it over.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You're not getting anything. So I recommend you bounce the fuck out of here.
Lance!
That just made my dick move. Where'd you get balls all of a sudden?
They've been in my pants this whole time. But if you don't back off, they're gonna be in your mouth.
Oh, shit! Gross!
Okay, I'm fully hard now.
Who in the heck is this guy?
I'm a few people. To Danny, I'm just Kevin's intern. To Kevin, I'm just Lance. But to you, I'm the bearer of bad news.
Well, yeah? What bad news?
You ain't getting shit.
What are you going to do about it, eh?
Probably just take a bullet to the head. Unless you're a pussy like the rest of your spineless country.
Well, how about in your tummy?
Oh, Lance!
I'm gonna bounce.
You motherfuckers! Now who's gonna do whatever I say?
Oh, you fucked up.
Oh, yeah? And how did I fuck up your puck bunny?
You just murdered the only person who knows where actually is.
Where is it?
Too late now. Peace out, bitches.
Lance?
Oh, great, Bob. Now what do we do?
You wait for the smoke to clear.
What?
Smoke bomb!
That's a Piccolo Pete.
Same thing. Run!
Shoot him, Bob.
Just going to bring out a bowl of Cheez-Its.
Get out of the way, bitch!
Woo!
What the fuck just happened?
Not sure. Just hold on. We're getting the hell out of this hood.
So let me get this straight. Just Fritos in your burrito.
Yes. Jeez. Am I the crazy one? I just love Fritos wrapped in a tortilla. What's the problem?
Okay. Is that everything?
Taylor. Look, there's no point in dealing with this on an empty belly. And if Lance were here, he'd order something too.
I just want to go home.
too late. You don't think Discovery won't hesitate to put a bullet in one of them weird eyes of yours just to cover their tracks? I don't think you know what's going on here. We're on our own now.
So what are we supposed to do?
I'm not sure, but I know someone who could point us in the right direction. My mentor. Pretty sure he only lives a few hundred miles away. It's a lot better than nothing. Lance, give me directions to Master Lopriz. Oh, yeah. That's gonna take some getting used to.
Okay. That's gonna be 1250.
Next week on Kevin's Cryptids.
911, what's your emergency?
Yes, hello. This is Taylor Hunt, and I just witnessed a murder.
We gotta go through the deep, dark DeSoto National Forest.
Ooh, DeSoto National Forest. That's pretty scary, Kevin.
Kevin, deer! Holy fucking shit! We just had our first ghost deer encounter. For more info on the episode you just heard, check out kevinscryptids.com.